The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.
An explained well oor wat die groot stories van die dag is. En ek dink die groot story van vandag is dat ons regtig op die drempel is van 'n totale ineenstorting van ons elektrisiteitsgrid.
We are on the edge. This is as bad as it's ever been.
Yeah, look, so we're floating with stage 8. We've never seen stage 8. We are floating so much, we're like in the DMs.
Like
really.
We're asking what you're doing this weekend.
Like, yeah, and exchanging numbers. Because, yeah, like more than half the capacity of our grid is unavailable, whether that's planned outages, unplanned outages, full or partial. It's serious.
We lost 8 generating units yesterday on a Sunday afternoon. We lost 8. I think it's 8,000 megawatts.
Well, look, and if we also look at the fact that we've become, loading has become so normalized, we almost forget that we had stage 4 the entire weekend.
Yeah. No, we just live in load shedding now, but this is, I mean, more than half of the grid is offline. And we heard the guy saying in the news, who were we talking? I mean, whoever he was.
Andre de Ruyter.
Was it Andre?
Oh, the energy expert.
No, Andre was saying, what, we've got 50 hertz in the system, and if we lose it, then we're going to go off. And he said 10 to 14 days.
So he's saying that, yeah, to perhaps contextualize that, the reason we have to have load shedding is to prevent that from happening.
Yeah, fair.
But yeah, and we've looked at that before, like what happens in the case of a system collapse, and it's not good. It is not good.
Ons het 'n paar maande terug met jou gesels oor die verskillende fases en wanneer vat hulle ons na fase 5, wanneer is dit fase 4. Op hierdie stadium, dink ek, hulle het ons net op die kleiner fases gehou, sodat ons ten minste kan sê, ag, ten minste is dit nie fase 8 nie. Maar fase 8 klop aan die deur.
Hy klop aan die deur. En ek onthou het ons laas gepraat het, een van die vrae wat ek dink van 'n luisteraar gekom het, is of Suid-Afrika krag uitvoer.
Yes, we've had a lot of, every time we talk about Eskom, basically, someone sends us a WhatsApp going, but why are we still exporting power? Is that true?
So, yes and no. So, generally, Rob's like,
great.
So, generally, yes, we do export electricity when we have it. Maar ouens, ons kan nie iets verkoop wat ons nie het nie.
Okay, so it's not like we could drop down to stage 3, but we're actually giving away that power at the moment.
Yeah, no. So when Eskom has a shortage of supply, it suspends all the sales of electricity, specifically to Namibia and Botswana, while cutting supplies to other countries by at least 10%. South Africa imports about 9,000 gigawatt of electricity from Cabora Bassa.
Yes.
In Mozambique. We also get some power from Lesotho. But the moment that we don't have enough, we cut the supply to others first.
And what does that do for international relations? Because as ek vir jou gesê het, maar iets gee en ek het jou daarvoor betaal en dan all of a sudden, oh, ek het te min, so nou gaan ek nie meer vir jou kan gee nie. That's going to affect our relationship.
So thankfully, it doesn't affect us at a diplomatic level, because what happens is we have what we call a power pool. So all these different countries, when someone has spare electricity, it goes into the pool. So the reason we can get away with it, and there would be clauses in all the contracts stating that if we need it, we use it first. But the reason we can get away with this applies to everyone. There's a pool of electricity. When you have excess, that is where you're offsetted. When you don't have enough, you buy from there. So we know that under the energy plan, we want to step up our imports of power, because ons het nie genoeg nie.
Okay, so when we don't have it, it's not like we're still exporting it.
No, yeah.
But it's interesting to note that you as a private citizen are not allowed to generate power and put it back into the grid. But as a country, we can put it back into the pool. Okay.
Well, we're getting to the point. Okay. We're getting to the point where you as a private citizen will be able to plug back into the grid. So if you have solar, for example, the question there is, how much are they going to pay? Is it going to be market rate? Is it going to be fair compensation? Is it worth it, essentially?
Was it worth it?
Yeah, ek weet nie. All I know is that I cannot stand stage 6. I hate existing like this. But I will continue to do so in order to avoid a complete blackout. Because 10 to 14, can you imagine? Literally the only people who are going to be able to talk to you is us. Because the TV won't work. The computers won't work. The internet won't work. The cell phone towers won't work. There will be no lights. There will be no refrigeration. There will be no petrol. There will be no nothing. You will have to have an FM radio with a wind-up on it so that we can at least keep you informed of what's going on. And, you know.
Which we will do.
But we don't want to.
It's The Drive with Robin Ross. You happy, baby? Jacaranda FM.